What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth. Uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I am feeling quite athletic today. How are you feeling, sir?
I'm always feeling athletic today, man. Always. Let's do this.
It is time for more than sports positive news stories. Our story is about athletes and everyday athletic people doing positive things in the community. Before we get to our six positive news stories, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Tell your friends about the positive news that we bring as much as we can here on the Positive Truth Podcast. Tim, what do you have for your first positive news story?
My first positive news story is coming out of Canada. I have a Canadian grandmother who just broke the world record, the Guinness World Record, for longest female abdominal plank. She did this in just over 4 hours, 30 minutes, and 11 seconds, surpassing the previous record that was set by Donna Glawaka in 2019. Her name is Donna Jean. She actually started this journey not too long ago. She hurt her wrist, so she couldn't run. She couldn't lift weights. She couldn't do anything without having a cast on. So she ended up finding out a new workout for her, which was a plank. And she started doing it, practicing it 2 to 3 hours a day. Next thing, 12 grandchildren later, she is the world record holder. I thought this was awesome just because it doesn't matter how old you are. You can always change the game in an athletic way in my eyes. And she definitely did.
You should have saved that for the Senior Citizen Positive News Story episode we got coming.
I could have, man, but I honestly thought it was dope. And the senior citizens, they play sports too. Tú sabes.
Can you imagine doing a plank for 30 minutes?
Whenever I read it, I was like, man, I remember a kid that like did it for 15 minutes when I was in college. And we were all like, whoa, man, you're crazy. Yeah, dude, I was struggling at 3 minutes. I was like, oh, this is ridiculous. Who does this? This doesn't help anything. Oh, I hated it, man.
We should do a plank competition at work. Whoever loses has to clean out the parking lot.
Oh, that's fair. I'm with that. I don't care how bad my shoulder hurts. I'll balance on my toes or something.
But in all, we should focus on the positive news story. That is an amazing feat. And just goes to show you, age is nothing but a number. My first positive news story, and I have a theme, it's NBA playoffs. So I got to talk about NBA basketball. We're going to start here in Oklahoma City. We're supporting our Thunder in the playoffs, and the Thunder is supporting the community by giving back. Every year, they take shoes and raffles, and they do a donation for charity. So over the course of the season, players, after they're done with their shoes, they give them away. They do a big annual shoe sale. Some of them are signed, some of them aren't, but you pay a $100 raffle, and you get a random pair of shoes. Everyone can come out. And if you don't get a pair of shoes, you can pay $5 and you can get like a basketball gift basket. All of it goes to a charity to support women and children here in Oklahoma City. And this year they raised $19,000. I think it's a wonderful idea. There's a lot of sports memorabilia that, to be honest, teams and players just toss to the side. And they're using it as a way to give back to their community. And I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Amazing. That's beautiful, man. I love how much giving back is going on in 2024. People said it was only going to last a little bit and people are still giving back. Take that, world.
Take that, world. Also, take the next positive news story. What do you got, Tim?
Man, my next positive news story is coming from a hockey game. The Cleveland Monsters, of all places, a 10 out of 10 name, by the way. So there was a hockey game. There's a man by the name of Andrew, and he was sitting next to Asia and her son, who's 4 years old, Nasir. So Asia and Nasir, they were sitting and watching this game, and all of a sudden, a hockey puck was coming their direction, full speed. And if you know anything about a hockey puck, it's just dense, it's heavy, it's more intense than a baseball coming at you. You would rather get hit in the face with a baseball than a hockey puck, I would definitely say that. Andrew, sitting next to them, does not know them at all, sees it. With his quick reflexes, he grabs the hockey puck out of midair, saves it from hitting this boy's face. His mom was like, oh my gosh. Thank you so much. They took a couple pictures with the kids during the game. She was freaking out about it, but they finished out the game. They leave, go their opposite ways. And that's whenever she was at home and she was just thinking about it. Yo, that man just saved my kid's life. I need to find him. So she gets on TikTok. She calls him out. Hey, does anybody know who this man is? Share some pictures she took with her son. Of course, social media did its thing. Ended up finding him. They talked on the phone. And that's whenever the Cleveland Monsters even got involved. They saw the TikTok because it went viral. The Cleveland Monsters invited them to a game on Saturday. They got to go out, walk out together, greet the players, do a drop the puck in the center of the ice ceremony thing together. And I know it was a ton of great memories, all for just going out to a hockey game. And the coolest thing about this story, JP, Andrew had another seat available. He chose to sit at that seat. So he said he meant to be there. He was meant to be there. That's all that it was, man. I loved everything about it.
Shout out to Dad Reflexes. You have a kid, and all of a sudden you can save every kid.
Man, anytime a kid is around you, you automatically get it. It's weird.
You should have saved that for the everyday superhero story, man.
More than sports, buddy. More than sports. I got too many superhero stories.
When I was younger, we had a team here in Oklahoma City called the OKC Blazers. I used to love going to those hockey games. It was the only thing we had at the time. There was no other. Had so much fun with those games. So I can definitely relate to being a young kid and just enjoying that experience. I still remember getting a puck, like they would throw them up and someone else caught it and gave me a little puck. So yeah, awesome experience for everyone. And shout out to the Dad Reflexes by him.
Yeah.
Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, random friends. My daughter is a social butterfly, and she made friends with a kid. They saw each other a couple times, and now we have all these random play dates set up that the kids set up themselves, and I think it's a beautiful thing, man. Shout out to random friends.
I wonder who she got that personality trait from.
It's hereditary, apparently.
I'm grateful for health. I really do feel more athletic. I've been doing a cardio workout every day. I got my Monday and Thursday burpees. Killing me, bro. Killing me. I hit the bag. Good. Hit the bag on a Tuesday and Fridays, also killing me. And then I'm doing the jump ropes on the Wednesday, Saturday. And I'm doing way more reps in my workouts. And I'm doing the yoga dance on Sunday. So I'm doing the car. I'm sweating every day, like just drenched in sweat. I barely been home today, but I got a chance to do all that and almost died with the burpees. But I'm alive and feeling better.
JP, guess what I did today? Off of your inspiration that you're grateful for, I ran 2 miles. I'm on day 3 of my 30-day challenge of working out every day.
And why didn't you run in the Memorial Marathon?
Because, yeah, I wouldn't have made it the 5K. It would have been all bad news. But we are running in the Juneteenth 5K. Just throwing that back out there. We have to do justice to our times.
I have to do justice. You're okay. 4208. Anyway, back to positive news stories, because that was not a positive run. I'm going to go back to basketball. More than sports, I want to give a shout out to the Atlanta Hawks. They teamed up with Good Sports to host a youth basketball clinic and yoga classes for students age 8 to 11 as part of Project Rebound. The Hawks donated not just the clinic and the class, but fitness and basketball equipment. The goal with Project Rebound is to give access to basketball in underprivileged neighborhoods. I think that's really awesome because we've seen that here in Oklahoma City. I look at the kids playing basketball now and I'm like, if I was your age, I would just be thriving, because when there was no Oklahoma City Thunder, there was no basketball courts growing up. We had, on the south side of Oklahoma City, we had the Center, Sellers, YMCA, Woodson, and your local school. That was the only inside basketball courts.
That was it.
And the outdoor basketball courts all had the rims stolen off of them. So you would get on the pegs and we would go to whoever had a basketball like rim and we all play. Like, I was blessed to have a hoop to shoot at as a kid. And now they're everywhere. Like, the Thunder have like totally revolutionized outdoor and indoor courts here in Oklahoma City, and just given a lot more opportunities for everyone to play basketball. And basketball kept us out of a lot of trouble growing up. So I think this is wonderful. Project Rebound, the Atlanta Hawks, doing their thing, giving back to the community.
Yeah, I love everything about it. Basketball is beautiful. I was just telling Edna that you say that all the time. And I was like, it's the truth, though. And she said, I know. That's all you talked about when I first met you was basketball this. And I had to go watch you play basketball over there. I'm like, man, you would have disliked me 10 years before that because that's all I was doing. It's 4 a.m. Where were you at? Not in bed. I'm hooping.
Yeah, it was a solid 4 years of my life where it was basketball, food, and the attempting to find the opposite sex, so attempting being the key word. There was not a lot of college studying going on. Still graduated somehow.
Speak for yourself.
Way back to the positive news. What do you got, Tim?
Man, I'm going to go to this 23-year-old Pittsburgh Pirate. He's doing something amazing. His name is Paul Skeens. He teamed up with the Gary Sins Foundation. And if you don't know what the Gary Sins Foundation, they actually honor and serve our nation's defenders, veterans, and first responders and their families and those in need. I've talked about them. They teamed up with Golden Corral, where they send a lot of the fallen soldiers, their children, to camps. He's actually teamed up with them, and he's going to donate $100 for every strikeout he gets this year. And he actually has a link where you can actually donate to his cause and team up with him and donate how much you ever choose, 50 cents, $20, $25 for every strikeout he gets as well. And I thought this was really awesome for a professional athlete to take the time to do something like this.
That is a great idea. We should do that with the Thunder here. I'm just going to bring everything back to basketball. Every time Chet gets a block, we all got to donate money. So it's
$2 a block, like that randomly could be 10 bucks. He had a 5-block game the other day in the playoffs.
Every time SGA gets 30, we got to donate money. It's like all the time.
50 something times. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. 56 times or something. Yeah, no, I'm good.
I actually like that. That's a great idea. Another great idea, back to basketball, is having a plan post-basketball. So the Brooklyn Nets have a basketball player named Mikal Bridges. Mikal is one of the most liked players in the league. He has a very high IQ rating, because if you ever watch a Mikal Bridges interview, he's just always positive, happy. He plays the right way. He's just a great teammate. He's 6'6", he's long, he can shoot, he can pass the ball. But off the court, he always wanted to be a teacher. Growing up, he said his favorite grade was second grade. I had a wonderful teacher named Miss Porter. She always made me love coming to school, coming to class, and I always wanted to be like her. So growing up, I was like, I'm going to be a teacher. He also became 6'6", became an NBA player. And he's like, that's what I'm going to do whenever I'm finished with the NBA. I'm not going to go into media. I'm going to be a teacher. So in March, after playing a game against the Cleveland Cavaliers where they won, he went to a Brooklyn elementary school and was a teacher for the day. Started off in PE, him and the fourth graders. They did some knockouts, some question and answer. Went on with the second graders, and they were doing the music class. Went to reading with the first graders. Did math with the second graders. And he was in class with them the whole time. You know how students are. He even went to recess with them. He spent a whole day as an elementary school teacher. 8:30 to 3 p.m. And kids ask the best questions. So like one of the questions he got was, my dream, they asked him, what was your dream going up? He said, I want to be a teacher. I said, why did you play basketball? And he was like, basketball is not forever. But being a teacher and helping people, that can be a lifetime. I can do that forever whenever I'm finished. Another question a young kid asked was like, how do you have a work-life balance? He said, that's a really good question. I just got to be prepared to not just practice, but work and spend time with my friends and family. And the older you get, the more you have to practice it. So they were actually asking some really good questions. He got to spend the whole day with them. There was even a cute little video. And I just want to give a shout out to Mikal Bridges. Awesome person on and off the court.
10 out of 10 story. I watched the video. I thought it was the cutest thing in the world, JP. 10 out of 10 story.
10 out of 10. Do we have a 10 out of 10 quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Everything negative, pressure, challenges are all an opportunity for me to rise. Quotes by Kobe Bryant.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.